In the current state budget, compared to the last one, schools have $1.8 billion less in combined state and federal stimulus money. The liberal think tank Innovation Ohio has been portraying that as sparking a shift in responsibility for education from the state to local taxpayers. Governor Kasich and his fellow Republicans who control the legislature have denied or downplayed that. But now Innovation Ohio has released a study that zeroes in on the ballot issues for local tax hikes for school operating expenses between May 2011 and November 2012. Dale Butlin speaks for the group.
Because of the difficulty in looking at levies across 600-plus school districts in Ohio, and then separating out the new money levies from the replacement levies and the capital levies, it was hard to tell who was right and who was wrong. As of today, that debate is over.
Over, Butlin claims, because his group's study shows $1.1 billion in local school tax hike requests during that year-and-a-half window. A record high.
Meaning that local taxpayers are now having to pick up the slack for what the Kasich administration cut.
But even before the state spending cuts, there were constantly issues on the ballot, hundreds of millions of dollars worth. So you're not arguing, are you, that all of that $1.1 billion is due to the cuts?
No, but typically in the usual 18-month period, you'll have maybe $400 million, $500 million in new levies on the ballot. Because remember, the way Ohio funds schools is through a combination of state funding and local property taxes. But the Ohio Supreme Court ruled not once, not twice, not three times, but four separate times that an over-reliance on the property tax is, as a means of funding schools, is unconstitutional. What the Kasich administration has done is just deepened that over-reliance on the property tax.
Of the more than $1 billion in proposed local tax hikes for schools, voters approved only about a half billion. But Innovation Ohio says that doesn't negate its study's bottom line conclusion. State spending cuts for schools have prompted a lot more financial pressure on them at the local level. For a response, we went to one of the legislature's top experts on schools and school funding, Peggy Lehner. When the current state budget was hammered out with a conservative thrust of trimming state taxes and state spending, the Republican was on the powerful Senate Finance Committee, and she also chaired the Senate Education Committee. She hints the cuts to education funding were not the fault of majority Republicans. They were virtually inevitable, she says, because billions in federal stimulus dollars were evaporating.
Well, I think there's very little acknowledgement of the fact that we were in a very deep recession. We went into the last budget cycle, $8 billion in the hole. We lost $6 billion worth of federal stimulus money, and that money is obviously going to be reflected in the amount of money that's driven down to the locals.
Lehner says Innovation Ohio should stop looking back and should look ahead.
We're about to have a brand new school funding formula presented this week. From the bits and pieces of it I have seen, I think that people are going to like it. It's a new day. There's a new budget coming forth that's, I think, going to be a lot less grim than the last budget. Revenues are up, and I think the governor is going to put forth a proposal here this week that certainly deserves very close attention from everyone.
Are you saying Governor Kasich's proposal is going to mean that Ohio public schools will be less reliant on local property taxes?
I think that the proposal is very innovative. It's very complicated, and I'm going to leave it up to the governor to explain it to the citizens of the state of Ohio.
Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.